Our next item is subdivision 2007-42, Fenwick Commons LLC as a preliminary.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I, too, have a statement I want to read in the record. It's more the Twitter version, perhaps, than the fine
work
in
the book version
that Mr. Johnson just did. But I did want to say again, at the risk of redundancy, just touch on a key element of that application. With that said, sir, as the applicant recognized in the presentation, this project hinges on county sewer being available to the project. This requires the project to go through the sewer annexation process. I'm going to move that we grant preliminary approval for the subdivision so that the applicant can move forward with the project and the sewer design and annexation process. But the project cannot receive final site approval and then begin any construction unless it is annexed into a county sewer district through that process, which does require approval from county council. Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval for subdivision 2007-42 for Fenwick Commons LLC based upon the record and for the following reasons, them being the applicant is seeking approval of a subdivision within the AR1 zone and the environmentally sensitive development district overlay zone. The applicant is seeking clustered lots as permitted under the overlay zone with a minimum area of 7,500 square feet. A subdivision on this site will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties or community. The subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, area roadways, or public transportation. The proposed subdivision meets the purpose and standards of the subdivision ordinance. The design addresses the requirements of Section 99-9C of the code. The subdivision will have no more than 27 lots on 13.35 acres. This results in a density that is within the maximum density permitted in the AR1 zone. The subdivision will be served by central water and sewer. This preliminary approval is, however, subject to the following, and that being that there shall be no more than 27 lots within the subdivision. The applicant shall form a homeowners association responsible for the perpetual maintenance of streets, roads, any buffers, stormwater management facilities, erosion and sedimentation control facilities, and other common areas. The stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. It shall be constructed and maintained using best management practices. All entrances shall comply with all of DLDOT's requirements, and an area for a school bus stop shall be established. The location of the school bus stop shall be coordinated with the local school district. Road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Departments. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. A 30-foot forested agricultural buffer shall be shown along boundaries bordering any land used primarily for any agricultural purpose. The final site plan shall also contain a landscape plan for all of the buffer areas, showing all of the landscaping and vegetation to be included in those buffer areas. As stated by the applicant, the 1.4 acres of existing forest shall be preserved. The undisturbed forested area shall be shown on the final site plan. Additionally, no wetlands shall be included within any lots, and a system of street lighting shall be established. As stated by the applicant, sidewalks shall be located on one side of all streets in the subdivision. This subdivision shall be served with Sussex County Sewer in the West Fenwick Planning Area of the Fenwick Island Sanitary Sewer District or another county sewer district that will be subject to the requirements of the Sussex County Engineering Department and the expansion of said sewer district by Sussex County Council prior to the final site plan approval. As proposed by the applicant, within 2 years of the issuance of the first residential building permit, the developer shall construct all of the recreational amenities. The restrictive covenants governing the project shall include the agricultural use protection notice and the wetlands notice. A minimum of one parking space shall be provided to access the existing graveyard. All silt fencing shall be located to the interior side of all buffer areas. This preliminary approval is contingent upon the applicant submitting a revised preliminary site plan, either depicting or noting the conditions of this approval on it. The staff shall approve the revised plan upon confirmation that the conditions of this approval have been depicted or noted on it. And lastly, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of this, the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second that.
It's been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2007-42, Fenwick Commons LLC, as a preliminary for the reasons and with the conditions stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Chairman, I abstain. Mr. Chairman, I abstain too.
Motion carries 3-0 with 2 abstentions.